the dishes are dirty. You have to go take them to the sink, and if you have dirty dishes,
well,
then after
we call it
done.
Scrubbing the dishes, and then some to call it washing.
Okay, you say after she washes the dishes.
We rinse them.
Okay.
We call that rinsing.
Okay, so you
that's the reason we got the advantage here. You wash your dishes, and you know, we used to have to. You don't even have to have a dish towel. I've got plenty of dish towels.
Is dish towel for drying?
Drying. But you see, you can wash your dishes in your soap or dish detergent. I use dish detergent all the time. And then you can just, the other faucets, you know, you can scald them, and that while they're hot, they'll dry themselves.
Yeah.
And you put them over, I've got a container, I just put them over on it, and then when I get everything all cleaned up, then dishes ready to put up.
Yeah. What do you use when you're washing the dishes? Do you not use a cloth?
Well, I use a dish rag. We all have dishes. We call them dish rags. People use this tear old piece of rag up and use a dish rag. Now you buy them.
Yeah. What?
Dish cloths and then wash rag. You know, you buy them.
Wash rags for washing your face.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you use for drying yourself off?
Well, we call them bath towels.
Okay. And in the sink, how you turn the water on?
Turn it on with the faucet.
Okay. What if you have outside where you turn the water on?
Well, we have a faucet out there. We
or
turn
you say spigot for outside.
They all call them spigots, but it's just a faucet. Just
you
like,
say,
just
you
like
say
the butt in the house.
Which do you say, faucet or spigot?
Well, some others call them faucets, but the name, not name, I think it's spigots.
What, okay, if you have a barrel, and you have, like, a barrel for, if you have something like that on a barrel, you know.
Well, they've got what do you call this one? You buy things in barrels and it's flattened it, and it has a faucet, you know, you can run whatever it's in, vinegar or what it used to,
yeah.
You know, to make whatever it is.
Okay, you might say, it was so cold last night that the water pipes
froze.
And then when they froze, they
burst.
Okay. And,
our pipes never has burst, did you? They thought I'm baited till they had to.
Okay, and people used to buy flour in what?
Bags.
Okay, but bigger than that.
Well, they used to have 50-pound bags of flour and 25-pound, and now they put it in little paper folds.
Yeah.
3-pound or 5-pound or whatever you want, a paper fold. I buy my flour. I buy it in the Midland.
Yeah.
Little paper cloth.
Okay, what might you put molasses in for lard?
Well, we generally, what they do now, they put it in buckets and then they've got a tight, or kind of like lid on it.
What if you bought it in bigger than that, though?
Well, they put it in barrels.
Okay. And if you wanted to get something from, you wanted to pour water into a bottle, like a Coke bottle, you know, real near a mouth to it.
We have a funnel to put it in there. Little
okay.
Old thing with a bigger at the top and then
yeah.
I've got two sizes. One little bitty. I did it think just little. You know to put in the lot.
Yeah.
And then where you put it in the jar to put your fruit, I've got one of them, put your fruit in the jar, you know, a little handle to it. To put my canned stuff in it. Put it in the jar.
Yeah.
When we can.
If you were driving a horse, if you're in a wagon or something, you're driving a horse, and you want him to go faster, you might hit him with a
whip.